Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. I've selected four key words from this text that will serve to build up your faith at this time. King, Jews, star, and worship. When John the Apostle saw Jesus in heaven today, he fell before him as a dead man. He was so shocked at what he saw. He saw King Jesus with a crown on his head and the white hair and power of authority, with the word of God coming out of his mouth. Folks, there's a day when light shines in our hearts, and it's in a dark place in our lives. They sought a real star shining over a baby in Bethlehem. You seek the star that is the baby, who is now a king, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father. I understand why that woman wrote that song, "He Touched Me." Every born again Christian has been touched by the light. The revelation of God in their hearts. It's an undeniable reality. It's there. It's real. It's true. It's the star. It's the day star shining in our hearts. We who know the real meaning of Christmas are worshippers of God. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, "The hour now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." God seeks your worship. God requires your worship. And it isn't just a church service. It is a lifestyle. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the King. How can we do anything less, seeing he's done so much for us?